Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us in what we're calling a community of goodness, singing the songs and telling stories of people of our communities and our nation, Larry Long, recording those songs and stories of our nation and our neighborhoods, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and today, let's welcome refugees.
Italy, Germany, Africa we come. Vietnam by sea and land, into your arms we run. Refugee filled with dreams, laying our burdens down. On your soil we have toiled from town to town. America, America, God shed her grace on thee. Sisterhood, brotherhood, someday from the mill of Pittsburgh steel to the Iron Range, way out west to the land of desert sage. Cowboy blues, mutton stew, California sun. Your ports we travel north, got no place now we can run. America, America, God shed her grace on thee. Sisterhood, brotherhood, someday I do.
Sister Marilyn Lacey, in her marvelous book, This Flowing Toward Me, A Story of God Arriving in Strangers, tells this story. The Jewish Hasidim tell the story of a rabbi's child who used to walk alone in the dark woods. At first, the rabbi let his son wander, but over time he grew concerned. The woods, after all, were dangerous. The father did not know what lurked there. He decided to discuss the matter with his child. One day he took him aside and said, "You know, I've noticed that each day you walk into the woods, I wonder why you go there." The boy said, "I go there to find God." "That's a very good thing," the father replied. "I'm glad that you're searching for God. But my child, don't you know that God is the same everywhere?" "Yes," the boy answered, "but I'm not." For that same reason, I suppose, as much as any other, God invited me to step into the world of refugees. And isn't it extraordinary? We all live in the company of strangers, and some of those strangers come into our lives and reveal to us courage and dignity, compassion and love that we didn't know was possible. I'm reminded of one of our favorite students, Rosine Uwajemi. Rosine grew up in Rwanda, and when the massacre broke out, she and her family had to run across the field towards Burundi to escape being killed in that massacre. And she remembers as a young girl of 8, running as fast as she could, holding on to her sister's hand. And the soldiers from Burundi were running towards them, and the soldiers from Rwanda were chasing them. They crossed the border into Burundi, where for the first time in her life, she was a refugee, and lived in refugee camps for 8 years before it was safe enough for herself and her family to return to Rwanda, where she finished high school. After high school, she went on to Switzerland, where she finished a degree in international law. She wanted to pursue genocide, and how is it that you could prevent it from happening on an international scale? She came to the United States to a school for English in Florida, where she spent 3 months learning English, but after 3 months, she couldn't stay there any longer and came up to La Crosse, Wisconsin, because there was a Lutheran pastor by the name of Kent Johnson, who her sister had met while going to school at Luther. So she had one contact. She comes and introduces herself to Pastor Kent, who is able to take her in for a short period of time. But in order to stay in this country, a refugee must have papers or must be enrolled in a school program. Kent Johnson called Viterbo University, and we enrolled Rosine Urujemi in our master's degree in servant leadership. Mind you, she had only been in this country for 3 months learning English. For one of our first assignments, we have our students memorize a poem. Words are powerful, and poetry seems to bring us alive and remind us of things we may have forgotten. And she came to me in a halting voice, and she said, "Tom, my English isn't very good. Would it be all right if I would recite my poem in French?" See, she already knew four languages. English was her fifth. She was marvelous in terms of the spirit that she brought to our class, a sense of the world and diversity, of oppression and compassion that the rest of us didn't know. She graduated with her master's degree in servant leadership, and rather than going on for a doctoral program in genocide studies, she went back to Rwanda and began to run an NGO for women who were starting small businesses. The way to rebuild their lives was to rebuild their economic ability to support their families. And here Rosine was using the things she learned in servant leadership in order to organize and encourage people. She was a young entrepreneur who gets a chance to meet Barack Obama when he had come to Africa to meet young entrepreneurs, and then is invited to the White House, and then gives a presentation at the Aspen Institute. Rosine then goes back to Rwanda, where she is now working as an assistant to the Secretary of State for Rwanda. This young woman, whose first poem was in French because she didn't know enough English, has transformed our lives with strength and hope. I'm a different person now for having known Rosine. Which refugee has helped to change your life?
Padawatomi Sioux, Ojibwe too, Hopi, Cheyenne, Navajo. Promises unfulfilled, still driving them out of their home. Freedom, what does that mean? Like waves out on the ocean, crossing the deep blue sea. America, America, God shed her grace on thee. Sisterhood, brotherhood, sisterhood, brotherhood. Today I do believe.
So when the United States pulled its troops out of Vietnam at the end of the war, thousands of refugees from throughout Southeast Asia were welcomed to our shores, including the Hmong. The Hmong are a tribal people who played an important but often forgotten role in our history. A fiercely independent culture dating back to 2000 BC. From their ancient homelands in China, the Hmong migrated southward into the mountainous regions of Laos, Thailand, and Vietnam. The Hmong lived peacefully in the lush valleys and majestic mountains of Southeast Asia until the Vietnam War broke out. The Hmong were recruited by the Americans to be foot soldiers to fight against the communists in the Vietnam War. They risked all to defend their homelands and to rescue hundreds of downed American pilots. Largely abandoned by the United States when we withdrew in 1975, the Hmong have been subjected to a campaign of genocide by the governments of Laos and Vietnam, including the use of chemical biological toxins. Thousands of Hmong had no choice but to leave their homeland and flee for their lives. Others still live in refugee camps in Thailand, scattered and torn away from their loved ones, and awaiting forced repatriation to Laos, where they face further retribution and terror. I was so very blessed to honor the life story of one of those courageous Hmong refugees through my Elder Wisdom children's song work in schools in St. Paul. The elder's name was Mr. Yang Cheng, and this is the song, All the Way to Paradise, which was written in his honor.
I lost my leg in the jungle. Had to get carried home to the village. My wife, she was scared when she saw me coming. I thought for sure I'd die. I was way too scared to cry. But I made it. I made it. All the way to paradise. Lived in a valley up in the mountains. So many children, couldn't even count them. Before the enemy came a-charging, I thought for sure I'd die. I was way too scared. But I made it. I made it all the way to paradise. Ran to the river. Cross over with my children on my shoulder in rafts made of bamboo to the shores of Thailand. I thought for sure I'd die. I was way too scared to cry. But I made it. I made it all the way to paradise. ยาหลุจันเดวามีกามินงมปามตงมุนยอชัวเซียมตงชิชิยาเคนโดเดียเทียเดนาลาเลียปิโตโตเปเลยอกเปเนยาหลุจอโอเตยเตตวาติเจอยาซินิงตัวทอลาทอลาตัวโตเปเลยเปเทตอกเคีย.
Japan ya tia jamin nyua. Lai mu ate, ya tineng ma mu toka. Lai shere, mwana, chong mwantong, ki da la dako. Lai ma li o lo te, mu tsang pai te. Jamin ya chi ba wa lo te, ya tang ma ki do ka la, ya tse wa lo te.
Food and shelter, doctor's water, children crying, where's my father? Down the west side of St. Paul, you can see me coming. I thought for sure I'd die. I was way too scared to cry. But I made it. I made it all the way to paradise. I made it. I made it all the way to
If I were superintendent of the world, I would make sure that every American school child had the opportunity to travel to New York City and go to Ellis Island and stand at the base of the Statue of Liberty. And while there, children would stand and read together this poem, The New Colossus, which was written by Emma Lazarus. Emma was a refugee herself, a Jewish refugee from Russia, Sephardic Jew, and she had known oppression as she and her family had come to this country. Knowing oppression that she had experienced, she watched as Chinese people were being oppressed in the same way. Laws were being written to exclude the Chinese from American way of life. And Emma, so moved, wrote this poem, The New Colossus. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome, her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she, with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refutes of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Thank you, Emma. May we be worthy of the ideal that you shared with us.
And thank you all for listening with gratitude to the open hearts of so many people in our nation that are now welcoming the refugees coming to our lands from Afghanistan. And may they too find a home within our hearts and in this place that we call home.
Our founders ended the Declaration of Independence with this: with a commitment to divine providence, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred trust. We continue to live out that promise each and every day. Thank you for joining us in what we're calling a community of goodness.
You have been listening to Community of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.